Families and community members of the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan have said the absence of a head teacher, reliable transportation, and a school lunch program have contributed to the drop in school enrollment. Klukwan has had substitute teachers month to month this year. Frances Leek is the secretary of the Klukwan School in the Chatham School District, and she says local educator and grants manager Justina Hotch was hired as the new substitute teacher.
Justina Starzinski Hotch is confirmed to be our substitute teacher for the rest of November and all of December up until the winter break.
Six students attend Klukwan School, grades kindergarten through fifth. Leek added they've also found a teacher for next semester, but if the district decides against closure, then it will have to confirm that contract.
And we do have a teacher looking forward who's willing to teach for the last semester from January through May if the regional school board decides to keep us open.
Klukwan is part of the Chatham School District, which includes Tenneke Springs, Gustavus, and Angoon, where the district offices are based. Whether a boost in enrollment in Klukwan next spring would prompt the school district to keep the school open is unclear. Principal Bradley King and Superintendent Bruce Houck did not return requests for comment by airtime. According to Klukwan families, transportation is also an issue. The school bus was damaged last year in a moose collision and was sent to be repaired in Juneau, where it sat for 11 months. In the meantime, the Chilkat Indian Village donated the use of their van. Leek says the bus was returned last week from Juneau, but still needs work.
The school bus did come back from Juneau. Unfortunately, because it had been sitting in the lot for so long, it was pretty dirty inside, molded. The seats and the seat belts were moldy. The front dash was moldy. For some reason, there was no transmission fluid, and we didn't realize it until we got to town. We had to leave the bus in town, find other transportation to get home. We are still in the process of getting it up and running as far as cleaning and sanitizing and getting all that worked on. So we are currently still using the CIV van.
Maintenance staff continue to work on the bus, and they hope to get it running soon. Leek said the Chilkat Indian Village will donate funds to restart the school lunch program to provide hot meals 5 days a week.
The CIV has generously donated funds to get our lunch program up and going and to keep it going as long as needed. We are in the process of finding parents and other people willing to volunteer to cook the meals, and we will provide the food, and of course we have to replace some of our kitchen items as far as hairnets and gloves and dish towels and all that.
Over the weekend, Klukwan moved back to the high alert level for COVID after one positive case was reported among the Chilkat Indian Village staff. Leek says the move has not impacted the school, however. They are continuing weekly COVID testing for students and staff, wearing masks and social distancing. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.